You are listening to What Happens Next on
WULO.
No.
Why?
Radio.
Radio.
What Happens Next utilizes stories by various authors to give children ages 6 to 12 a chance to expand their imaginations and improve their reading, writing, and communication skills. Each week, the participants are read the beginning of a story and are then given time to imagine and then write their own endings, which are then recorded for this program. First, you will hear the story beginning, and then each child's version of the ending.
And now for this week's story.
A cat conference. Jason has had his cat, Cashew, since him and his family rescued her when she was a kitten. Although Cashew is the family cat, she's always mostly been Jason's. After all, he's the one who feeds her, plays with her, and changes her litter box. He absolutely adores Cashew, and he prides himself in taking good care of her. One day, Jason hears the exciting news that scientists have created a pill that can be given to cats that allows them to speak, but only for an hour. Jason is so excited that he immediately buys one for Cashew, eager to talk to his friend for the first time after all of these years. Cashew eats the pill with her dinner that night, and immediately her expression changes. She starts to speak, and Jason cannot believe what she has to say. What happens next?
Hello, my name is Ben, and this is my ending for the cat conference. Immediately, Cashew starts to say hi and begins conversation. Why haven't you guys made this invention sooner? Finally, a device to allow me to talk. I have a lot of comments regarding where you go all day. All I know is that you get into a yellow vehicle called the bus. It is so loud in that thing. Why would you ever go and ride in that thing all day? If I don't want to do anything, I don't do it. I am confused why you would want to go to a place that is always tiring, and when you get home, instead of having fun with me, like playing with me, you don't go. The bus in the hotter months doesn't come, and when the bus season comes around again, we don't hang out enough. Cashew paused from his story. The boy was amazed. He had paused a minute. Wait, I promise I will make more time for playing. I thought I played a lot, but apparently I don't. Now, the bus wasn't optional. I go there to learn. 30 seconds left until Cashew's medicine wears off. Cashew said, I didn't know. I heard from a group of cats that you guys go on that thing to play with dogs and abandoned cats. And that's because dogs are usually loud. They tire you out. 3, 2, 1, the medicine wore off.
Hello, I'm Drew, and this is my ending to the cat conference. Hello, Jason, says Cashew in a snarky way. We need to talk, so sit down, because this is going to take a while. Nervously, Jason sat down, waiting to hear what Cashew has to say. For all these years, Jason, you have done a terrible job of feeding me, playing with me, and cleaning up after me. First of all, when you feed me, give me more than just one cup of the same dry food twice a day. Also, don't play with me. Especially don't play with me with that rubber spiky ball you call Cashew, catch. Because when you hit me with that ball, it hurts. Finally, meow, the medicine wore off. Jason was furious that his most prized possession was a mean cat. For the next week, he was down in the dumps. He did not tell his parents what happened. Until one day, Jason was on his family computer surfing the web until he saw a story. Scientists proved groundbreaking medicine that can make your pet talk has a major side effects. Jason was curious, so he clicked on the story. The more he read, the more shocked Jason got. Soon he figured out that what Cashew said was just a side effect to the medicine. Then the room started turning around and around. Jason woke up with a start. It was all just a dream.
Danielle, and this is my ending to a cat conference. Cashew says, "Phew, Jason, I've been trying to talk to you for ages. This is not how someone or something starts a conversation," Jason thinks. Cashew hisses and says, "Didn't you read the fine print, silly?" "Yep, I can read, and now I can mind read." "Ay, ay, ay," Jason thinks. "Anyway," Cashew snaps, "I want to visit all 7 continents." After looking at that map in your room and your dad's globe, "Okay," Jason says, "why all 7 continents?" "Because I want to go somewhere besides here and the vet," Cashew yells. Jason says, calm down. Cashew says, "Oh, all right." Jason replies, "Since you can't go outside, why don't we create a blog where people can tell us about their travels and adventures?" "Okie dokie," Cashew says. The end.
Hi, my name is Ethan, and this is my ending to a cat conference. She speaks different animal languages until she says these words in English. "Hi, my name is Cashew," she says. "Follow me and I will show you to my room." Jason says, "Huh? That's strange. She's probably just showing me to her little box." On the way to Cashew's little box, she bumps her leg on the wall. Jason and his dad go to the nearest veterinarian, and he gives her an x-ray. Cashew is wailing because her leg hurts. When the pill dies down, Cashew stops speaking. Jason and his dad go to the nearest store and buy another pill. It turns out that pill is an everlasting pill, and Cashew eats the pill. The veterinarian fixes her leg, and Cashew stops wailing. The end.
This episode of What Happens Next was produced and written by Katie Kazmierski and created by John DeVecca. All stories and productions are property of WLOI, What Happens Next, and the Baltimore Community Radio Coalition. No reproduction is permitted without written consent. For more information on What Happens Next, visit WLOI.org. If you want your child to participate in What Happens Next, email WLOI@loyola.edu or call 410-617-5349. What Happens Next is supported by Shenanigans Toy Shop, located in the Windhurst Avenue Shopping Center on Lauderdale Avenue in Northern Baltimore. Thanks for listening.